It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
It is California Wine Country Show with Dan Berger. For some reason, Barry Herbst, the wine buyer, he's going to Portugal. Okay. I want to go to Portugal. You've been to Portugal, haven't you?
Yes, I have. It's wonderful.
That's what I hear. So I don't know if it's wine related or just a vacation, but he'll be with us again next week. Dan Berger here. And the return of Fred Klein from Klein Cellars, and it's Jacuzzi Wines, right?
It's Klein and Jacuzzi Wines.
Yeah, yeah. And how long? Well, let's get the history. I always like starting out with that. Let's start with Klein Cellars.
Klein Cellars, I started in 1982.
Wow.
And with no money, but it was an experience, and we now are doing fairly well, and we're...
Yeah, you're still going strong. Yeah.
We're still going and making quite a bit more wine. And I started out in Contra Costa County in Oakley, and now we're in Sonoma after getting married and my wife saying she wouldn't commute to her job anymore after having two children and working. I said,
amen,
I'll move.
To that.
I'll move.
Yeah. And Jacuzzi? So, how long has that been around?
We started that in 2007. We opened the winery.
And where are the wineries together? I should know this, but
they are across the street from each other.
Yeah, that's right.
In Southern Sonoma Valley, on Highway 121 or Arnold Drive.
And as far as your career in wine, how did that start? Did you go to Davis or anything?
I did go to Davis, but I really started making wine before I was old enough to drink it because I helped my grandfather, Valeriano Jacuzzi. He made wines open top fermenter, hand press, and then just kept in barrels. And it was, you know, wouldn't be necessarily wine that you would think is very good now, but it was kind of sweet. He kept it sweet so he could blend it with water during the day, and then at night he would drink it a little more concentrated, and he let us kids drink, and it was great.
82 for Klein. Good grief. This Klein Chard, and this one I haven't tasted. This is 2016?
This is 2016.
Okay. We'll get Dan's opinion on that in a moment. But, Dan, so much to run down about Klein and Jacuzzi. Give me all your thoughts here.
Well, one thing that some people would remember would be that down south on 121, when Fred moved in there, there was like one winery there. It was a pretty late-blooming area. It was not quite Carneros. Wasn't south enough to be Carneros.
Yeah.
And it was in an area that was really cool. There's actually a waterfowl area down there, and it's just gorgeous land. But for whatever reason, it wasn't developed, and Fred came in there and was one of the first properties on the site there. But the interesting thing was there was no vineyard there either. There's very little vineyards out that way. Wow. You were probably one of the first to plant out there.
Yeah, Gloria Farrar had already planted some grapes when we got there, and we started planting within a year of buying the property.
I've always assumed, for some reason, that what you just said was not the case, and that this area had been going strong for a while. Prior to the time
it was farmland basically, and there was also a little airport situation out there.
There still is an airport out there, the Shellville Airport.
That's right. Yeah.
But it's sort of unknown. At one point, Gloria Ferrer was considered to be the first winery you'd hit when you came in from San Francisco, but now a few other. I guess we calculated roughly 10 wineries out in that area now.
And everyone seems to say Gloria Farrar, but it's Ferrer.
That's correct.
Yes. Took me a while to know. You just get used to Mel Farrar and that, but it's Ferrer.
I love this Chardonnay, by the way. It's a really stunning wine.
Tell me why I like this.
Well, first of all, the number one thing about it is it's fresh and crisp. Mm. And it's got a hint of the tropical fruit. But more than anything else, I think it's got this beautiful layered effect on the tongue because of the nice lees contact that it's had. It's still fresh because of the screw cap that keeps it nice and fresh. Then also very complex considering the reasonable price. This is really – and by the way, just as I checked with Barry before he took off for Portugal, they carry almost all the Klein wines.
Yeah, I figured they did after all these years. And, yeah, this is a great Shard. 2016. How long are you going to lay this down?
Oh, I would give it another 2 years because I think it's going to expand a little bit. But you go more than about 3 years in a cellar, and unless you've got really, really cold cellaring conditions, you don't want to age Chardonnay too long.
Okay.
I agree.
So what's the difference between 2016 Shard from Klein and, say, 2015 or 14?
We're slowly getting our way. I mean, we didn't start out making Chardonnay, but although we've been now making it for about 7 or 8 years now, but we also are experimenting and we make several different types of Chardonnay now. This one is about 70% stainless steel fermented and a little bit in barrels, but mostly clean stainless steel type.
Yeah. Which makes it dry and crisp. Delicious and, yeah. And without all the oak.
And then we make another one for our other winery, Jacuzzi, and it's named Giuseppina because that was my grandmother's name, and that one I think you might like to try.
So your mother's family was Jacuzzi.
That's correct.
Wow, cool. Okay, so this is a little oakier?
A little bit oakier. And then we have one that we're going to try after this, which is our... A 17, but it's we call it our Skunk Works as a as an experiment.
It's in a little barrel bottle.
Yes,
yeah.
This is really interesting. This has got some spice to it. A little bit of minty care. Is there any Muscat type clone in this?
No. But we do have we have a lot of different Chardonnay varietals, clones. I mean, from there's 75, 76, 98. 352.
Is this
and,
a 16?
And 4 and 5.
Is this Shard 16?
This is also a 16.
Okay.
It also says Sonoma Coast. They're both from the Sonoma Coast. They must be different vineyards, though.
Within our vineyards, we have about 800 acres in the Sonoma Coast, some in Carneros and some in the Petaluma Gap, which you guys know about now as an
ADA. So what would you say about this? Give me some more in-depth thoughts on this.
It's slightly richer, but it's not really very oaky. You know, when you said that it had more oak, I was expecting a little bit more oomph. As it turns out, this is a very, very refined oak characteristic because your winemaker is really sensitive, and he took it out of the oak before it got that toasty hazelnut component. It's got a little bit more intensity. It's a very sophisticated wine. This is the one, if you're going to put a wine away for about 2 more years, this is the one to put away for 3 years, and this would really become fantastic.
The finish is amazing.
It is. It's really
wonderful.
It's
just hanging with me after a taste.
Well, it's got great acidity, but it doesn't show up as acid.
Good point.
Yep.
Nice. I see a rosé and a red wine.
Let's try this. Yeah. The Skunk Works here.
Skunk Works.
And called Skunk Works because...
That's a term that's used in the computer industry, actually, for a project that's off of the budget. In other words, you don't have a budget for that project; you just simply do it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it was also a term that they used during when they were doing these experiments for the nuclear bombs. That they called them Skunk Works. They were off the books. They're off the chart.
Right. Okay. Wow. All right. So to tell us more about this. This is
so this one, open top fermenter, and punched down, put in fermented in the barrels after we get it down to a certain Brix, and then we put it into the barrels, and then it gets some new oak. It's really kind of more a traditional type. Of a different style.
So this is out of the barrel. This is 2017.
This is really red wine with no color.
Really?
Good stuff.
Give me what you think of the nose, because I can't describe the nose at all.
It's very interesting. It's got a little bit of that creme brulee character, but it's got a little bit of toasted hazelnuts, and it's got a little of sort of the vanilla spice.
I got that.
It's got a whole bunch of stuff.
I got that, the vanilla spice in the on the palate, too.
Yeah. Big wine.
So when is this going to be released?
Next year. Yeah. About this time next year.
Wow.
That's a serious wine.
Is it going to be as serious a year from now?
I think it'll be better. It's hard to know what kind of aging potential this has got. This is wonderfully structured. It's got good acidity. The thing about it is that it tastes so good that I think that the best thing to do right now is just give it some air and drink it. It's really wonderful.
I like it. Wow. 2017 Shard.
How did you come about doing a project like this?
We're always looking at different things, always experimenting. We always try to make the best wine we can make, and we always want to try new things.
Well, this is new to me, Coast? I'll tell you.
Tell me about where the vineyard is.
So this is Sonoma Coast. This is this was actually certain vineyards that our second winemaker. We have two winemakers. Charlie Sigaletta's been there since 2000, great winemaker. And then we brought on another guy from New Zealand who's really a great winemaker as well. And he wants to do all the experiment stuff. So he goes out, looks at the vineyards, looks for the exact block he wants. And we'll thin it a little bit differently for him. And we bring it in. And he really wants to make these different style wines.
And Dan, give me a little primer on New Zealand wines, because they've really come a long way, right?
Well, in New Zealand over the last three or four years, we've seen this particular style of Chardonnay becoming very popular. It pushes the envelope. It really gives the winemaker a chance to really play around. This is a really basically a red wine style for using white wine grapes.
Wow.
And so you really have this massive texture in the mouth, but with good acidity and actually white wine tannin. So it's a pretty substantial glass of wine.
Well, I can't wait till the official release. It's going to be probably a year, but it's in the barrel at Klein. Is this a Klein or a...
This will be a Klein, okay. Yes.
Wow.
So the next wine I want you to try, if you like, is this rosé that's being made from Zinfandel and a little bit of Primitivo. And this is under our Cashmere label, and this is...
Cashmere?
Cashmere.
I didn't realize you had that label, too.
Well, this is a label that we came up with because my wife's came up with the name because she wanted to be involved in it, and when she tasted it, she says that it was a red wine at the time, but we make a red and a white and this rosé, but she wanted to... she just said, this tastes like cashmere. It's so velvety.
It is velvety smooth.
Yeah.
Rosé.
Stunning wine, yeah.
And what did you say the blend was?
It's mostly Zinfandel, but has a little bit of Primitivo in it as well.
And Dan, talk about Primitivo. We've talked about it before.
Some people originally said that they thought it was the European version of Zinfandel. It's close. It's not genetic. Match. It's not a perfect match. It's about 90% match to Zinfandel. So it's a similar aromatic. I think you're probably using the Primitivo for a little structure. This is really a really delicate white wine. It's got this beautiful structure. It's got a little sugar. You notice the sugar, but it's not,
no, it's
really,
not too sweet.
Not in the aftertaste. The aftertaste is
the aftertaste
dry.
Reminds me, and it sticks with me, the finish. I feel like I've just eaten a dozen of award-winning red roses, and I like it.
Rose petals, yep.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then you also have a little trace of watermelon in here.
I picked that up too. Yeah. What year is this?
This is a 17.
Wow.
So just
it's already in the bottle. So this is brand new.
It is.
And you can get all the Klein wines at Bottle Barn and probably most of the Jacuzzi.
Not quite all of them. We make probably 60 different wines.
Yeah, okay.
And a lot of strange varietals. At Jacuzzi, Teraldego. You've heard of that?
Great variety, Teraldego.
And it's a
never heard
red
of it.
Wine.
It's a red wine. Yeah. I mean, we've just tried so many different things, and you know, we have so many customers that want to try different things, and we have a great wine club that will try all these different ones, and we're happy to make them and keep them alive.
You can find everything at KleinCellars.com, sustainably farmed and family-owned since 1982.
And he's making some fabulous olive oils.
Oh, that's right. I heard about that.
Yes.
Did you bring any?
Oh, I did. I forgot to bring those. I have to do it another time, but
okay.
You could bring my wife in. And she,
yeah, let's do
she's
that.
She's the olive oil expert.
Okay, because
she runs that business.
I drink olive oil out of the bottle.
Well, there's a lot
good
of different olive oils, as
yeah.
you probably know.
Of course. Well, I'm Italian, so I learned that in my mother and aunt's kitchen. You know, I'd come in and sneak one of the olive oils and take a hit and go, Stop drinking out of the olive oil bottle. Sorry. Yeah. All right, it's the Bottle Barn California Wine Country segment. Dan Berger, my co-host, and today our guest is Fred Klein from Klein Cellars and Jacuzzi Wines. You can go to KleinCellars.com, join the wine club, check out all the stuff they do and have been doing since 1982. What was the actual first vintage? I mean, was it 82?
It was 82.
Oh, my God.
And it was a Zinfandel.
Wow.
And it wasn't very many cases,
though. Well, Klein has stuck around for all these years and has been so burping. they've done so many different kinds of things, and they continue to do that. In fact, you referenced that, Fred, that, what is it, you said 60 different wines, and you know, you got the guy from New Zealand who's experimenting all the time, and you got some interesting, unique stuff.
We do, and you're always trying new stuff. And, you know, the best thing is if you, because most of these things, most of the more stranger stuff that people won't find them in a typical store, maybe Bottle Barn, because they're so good. But
yeah.
But you could go to the winery or online and try them.
All right. KleinCellars.com, folks. This is a relatively new, if not brand new, Pinot from Klein. Dan?
Sonoma Coast fruit out of Petaluma, out of the Petaluma Gap.
Which is now an AVA,
as
Fred had mentioned.
Yeah, beautiful wine, like a little bit of rustic, earthy character, which is part of that grape variety, but then also black cherries, a little, almost a trace of plum, and then wonderful, wonderful fruit in the mid palate. It's just so succulent. I wouldn't age this very long. I think if I had a bottle, I would put it in a decanter for about 2 hours, 3 hours, and let it just aerate, and then it just opens up.
Wow.
The flavors are gorgeous.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of work going on here.
This is an unbelievable wine for less than $20 a bottle. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's wonderful fruit.
And Fred thinks Bottle Barn already has it. So either you go to KleinCellars.com or Bottle Barn. I've been a big fan of your wines, Fred, for a long time. And you haven't been in a while, but we're glad to have you back. I just love the diversity and the ideas of, all right, we got a guy, winemaker from New Zealand. Let him get in a laboratory and see what he can come up with. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's something I'm going to taste you on next. This is another Skunk Works wine of Pinot Noir.
In the barrel.
And you're going to try it.
And I'm going to dump this one, as I hate dumping such good wine, but...
Oh, you already.
It's all right. I'll take it home and have it with dinner. All right. So this is out of the barrel. Another Pinot?
Yes.
It's another Pinot.
So this is 17 and...
This is 17.
Would it be released in about
16.
A year?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, I like the nose. Dan?
Yeah, a lot more, almost a raspberry jam component. But what's really interesting is that the wine is really so unformed. It's still like grape juice. I mean, it's delicious wine
it
right
does,
now.
Yes, I get definitely Welch's grape juice with wine, with liquor, with alcohol. Sorry, no, there's
the
no liquor.
The flavors are really beautiful.
But they are, yeah.
And you just imagine about 6 more months in the barrel, this is really going to open up a little bit.
What is the alcohol going to be when this is released, do you think?
It'll probably be around 14.
Yeah.
You know, we're really have started working on our alcohols, trying to get them in. As I was talking with Dan earlier, is trying to get them lower because
everyone's doing that now.
Yeah, I mean the higher alcohol stuff. My wife likes Riesling from Germany. That's 6%. So
yeah, you know, no, and we don't like it when the it's so much alcohol that it kind of slaps you in the face and you go, I can have a few sips, but I'm not going to can't drink it. This whole bottle or anything.
And we like to have. Some of the German Rieslings to start our meal with, and sometimes it's so tasty we just say, yeah, the heck with the rest of this stuff, we'll just drink this tonight.
Really? I know you're a big Riesling guy.
I love Riesling.
Your wife is too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I have only learned to love Rieslings since you and I have been doing this. You've taught me a lot about Rieslings.
We'll start over and start a new process here. Bring some more Rieslings in.
Works for me. What's coming up, Fred, at Klein or Jacuzzi? I mean, you guys do events in the spring and summer, I assume?
We do a lot of events. We just had our thank you to our patrons weekend, and that went very well. We get a lot of people out there. We have the Jazz in July that's been pretty well attended. We get about anywhere from 800 to 1,100 people, and
wow.
it's traditional jazz, and so it's
which is the jazz I like, except for some fusion stuff in the Miles Davis 70s. But
well, this jazz, and it gets a very unique crowd, and a lot of them are over 70, and so we do have EMTs on hand to help in case they get a little too much.
Do you see the ambulance in the parking lot? I have a full-time nurse when I'm in here, in case. Mike called a nurse.
But there's a lot of new young people getting into it, the old traditional jazz, and it all started back in Oakley, as a matter of fact, this Jazz in July. I think we're almost on 28 years. So.
Wow. So it's just July, and is it every week, once a week?
It's one weekend in July.
Oh, one weekend.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
And do you have the dates off the top of your head?
I don't.
That's fine.
They will be on our website soon if they're not already.
KleinCellars.com. And we'll have you in before that to remind everybody and hand out some tickets and get everyone involved. Hey, tell everyone again who may drink your wine and love your wine like me, but where you're located. And I know Jacuzzi's across the street from Klein, but explain again to everyone.
Well, we are in Southern Sonoma Valley, which is also it's on a road called Arnold Drive, but also known as Highway 121.
Mm-hmm.
You know where Sears Point Raceway is? We're 4 miles north of that.
Sonoma Raceway now, we were just talking
about. It is Sonoma Raceway. It used to be.
But it's on Sears Point.
So yes. That's right.
It used to be Sears Point, then it was in Finian.
Right.
Now it's Sonoma Raceway.
Yeah.
Correct.
But, you're right in that area.
Right in that area, and we have both tasting rooms are open every day. They, a very sad point happened last year was it was all free tastings until last year, and we had to change it because the pressure was on because there was abuses that were happening. From my day one, I was never going to charge. And that was my Italian heritage. You came to my place. You try our stuff. It's, you know.
What kind of abuses? I mean, just people getting too high?
Well, they found out that we had several places you can go to taste, and some people would go to all those places, and we charge $10. It's pretty low fee, and it's you buy one bottle and it's gone. So
right,
it was not something I wanted to do, but I was pressured by our team that said we need to do this.
I understand. Come on.
It's been a problem for a lot of wine country areas, and it started surprisingly enough, in upstate New York.
Really?
For years and years and years. I visited there in the 70s, and in upstate New York, never charged anything, and a lot of people are still holding out for trying to avoid the charges. But as you can imagine, there are some people who will abuse the system.
Geez, really? I never heard of that.
What a shock to you, I'm sure.
Well, that only makes sense. Come on. And most, like Klein and Jacuzzi, if they charge and you buy, even like, I think, Fred, you said one bottle. And
that's correct.
They take the $10 off.
That's correct.
So, I mean, come on. People.
Yeah.
ClientSellers.org. Join the wine club. Check them out at Bottle Barn. Barry Herbst is on his way to Portugal for some reason. It's 544 on KSRO, your Wednesday drive, and that means California Wine Country, brought to you by Bottle Barn. What else, Dan? What else? And what are you looking at now?
Oh, I'm looking at this next wine that Fred just poured. It's called Cashmere Black Magic, and it's...
is this a Pinot?
No, this is a blend. Not a Pinot. This is a blend of Petite Syrah, Zinfandel, Mourvèd, Carignan, and your favorite Alicante Boucher.
Alicante Boucher. I just like saying it. I don't know what it is, but
it's a great variety. Especially, I tell you a quick story about it. When we harvest out in Oakley in Contra Costa, I had my brother was there helping with us, and he was picking the grapes fast. And Alicante Boucher is one of the grapes that bleeds red. The juice is red, not clear, and he was holding up his hands, and people were thinking that he had cut his finger, and they were all getting scared. But it was pretty fun. But well, it really gives that intense color.
I'm looking at the color, and it is...
it's black.
It could be blood.
Yeah.
It's not, but it could be.
Stains the side of the glass.
I love this.
So this went along with that rosé. We have a rosé, we have a white, we have a regular... red blend, and then we have this black magic, and this
and
black magic has that Mourvèdre in it. I mean, the
Bustabante Yehuda.
Exactly. And it's quite a big wine.
Well, okay, so the cashmere label came about because of this rosé you made, and your wife tasted it.
Started out with the red, and
okay.
And on all of our wines, they're donation wines, so when we sell these wines, it either goes to an Alzheimer's or breast cancer. And
wow.
It started out with breast cancer, and now it's both Alzheimer's and breast cancer.
Nice. And you can find out all the details on KleinSellers.com. Dan, your thoughts on this one?
This is what is otherwise known as a crowd pleaser.
Yep.
Big, chewy red wine with lots of intensity, but lots of softness, too. It doesn't have quite the acidity for aging, so this is the wine you want to just drink it up. It's really tasty to drink now because the flavors of all these different varieties are so interesting.
I like it.
And so I thought if from now we would try three other wines. And
good Lord.
Two of them are...
Good thing I'm using my dump cup and just actually tasting. Fred Klein brought a lot of wines, because they make a lot of wines at Klein Cellars, also Jacuzzi Winery. Okay, so, the story on this one.
Okay, so on this one, this particular wine is...
He's pouring!
I'm sorry, hold on a second, I'm pouring. This is our Varietal Mourvèdre. It was, when I first learned about this wine, I was told it was Mataro, which it is.
It is.
It's in a different language. And then my grandfather had called it Madeira because everyone had their own saying for this particular grape. But
Dan, explain, please.
Well, Mourvèdre is an interesting variety. It's typically used in Europe for a blending variety. You typically don't see it as a varietal. And here, grown in this very, very arid location with nothing but sand underneath. I mean, this is literally a sand vineyard, isn't it?
It's correct.
And wow. So you have so little moisture here. This wine is all concentration. And the flavors are really interesting, very much a blueberry, sort of blueberry jam kind of a flavor. And it's really interesting to drink this. You imagine how this would go with a pepperoni pizza. It would just be terrific.
Mike, will you order a pizza?
These are all of these are from ancient vines. They're ancient being over 100-year-old vines.
Wow. This blend, again, Fred, there's a lot in this wine and a lot going on.
It's a big, chewy wine.
Yeah, yeah. Mention the blend again.
We're off the blend and we're on the varietal Barbera.
This is the 100%.
He didn't pour out the last one all the way.
I'm sorry.
You don't see this very often as a varietal. Mourvèdre.
And you say Mourvèdre?
Well, you can sort of drop the last syllable. Just Mourvèdre is fine.
It was, you know, we started making this from almost day one, and it was an education to inform people about how to say it or even what it was. And
well, this is Contra Costa County, the vineyard.
The vineyards for our Zinfandels, our Mourvèdre, Carignan, are pretty much out in Contra Costa County. It's warmer climate in the sand soil.
Sure.
Cool nights, though.
The sand is really interesting because it prevents phylloxera, the root louse, from growing. It hates sand, so it won't grow there. So you can have these old 100-year-old vines and never have a problem with them.
Wow. Isn't phylloxera, though, some winemakers like it to a point in some wines? I've always been confused about that.
It's somewhat limited to it's a retrofit kind of situation. Once you get a vineyard that's got the wrong rootstock in it, you got to pull them out eventually. You got to just get rid of those vines.
But not these.
Not these.
No. Wow. Fred Klein from Klein Cellars, Jacuzzi Wines. And they had another label called Cashmere. And let me hit my dump cup, and we shall let Dan try another one here.
All right, here we go.
What do we got here, Fred?
This is a 2015 Carignan, Ancient Vines Carignan.
Carignan is a very wonderful variety. It's called the workhorse. And as a workhorse varietal, it's basically used as the largest percentage of a blend. But in this case, it's 100%. And the reason that this wine works is that these vines are so old that they aren't producing very much, and so the concentration is greater.
Are these ancient, too? They are.
And
Carignan.
This is also a 15, and it's I really like the Carignan. It's a little bigger. It has a little more tannins in it, but we sell a lot and for Carignan, a varietal Carignan, and it's unique.
Yeah, Dan,
another pizza joint wine. This is the wine you want to have.
All right, Mike, five pieces. Yeah, it's a little big for me, but
it's very tasty. Well, the tasty is part of this mid-palate fruit, but the tannins in it are enough to stand up to a steak. I mean, it's a big wine, but it doesn't have a lot of alcohol, based on what I can taste. Maybe 14, but
is it 14?
Yep,
it's pretty big these days, but
huge flavors
and. Again, a 15, this one?
This is a 15.
And available at Bottle Barn?
Might not be, but maybe after this show it will be.
Yeah. Normally Barry's here to go out in the hallway after the show and work all the deals with you folks, but he's in Portugal for some reason. Can't wait to find out why. All right, let me dump. Okay. This is very good. I really enjoyed that. What are we wrapping up here?
We're wrapping up with a... Sonoma Coast Syrah.
I love Syrah, and I love traffic, and we have to do that. Mike's giving me the spastic traffic sign. It's California Wine Country with Dan Berger, the award-winning, internationally award-winning radio segment. And I don't want Chris DiMatteo to have a heart attack down in L.A., so I just want to remind everyone that we can... bring you into California Wine Country every week, whether you can listen or not, or whether you missed it, or whether you wanted to hear more. It is now a podcast. Every segment is available online as our podcast. It's available where every great podcast is offered, including Apple podcast, Stitcher, everything else. And we have our own site for that podcast, too, calwinecountry.com. It's California Wine Country, but the website is calwinecountry.com. Go back and check out any episode you may have missed or that you want to hear again. Fred Klein from Klein Cellars and Jacuzzi, and now Cashmere, another label they're doing, is our guest today with Dan Berger. We only got a couple minutes. This last wine that Fred poured,
this is a
Dan,
Syrah, 2016 Syrah.
I like Syrahs.
Klein Cellars. This is from Sonoma Coast. It says on the label, but it's really from the Petaluma area, and it's got this wonderful cool climate influence. It's got a little black pepper character.
Yeah, I'm getting the black pepper. Is this
cranberry?
Petaluma Gap?
That's correct.
The newest AVA in Sonoma County.
This is really good stuff.
What year?
16.
It needs about 4 to 5 more years before it ever opens up. It's gorgeous right now.
Yeah, well, you know me. Dan, lay it down, Berger. Steve, don't lay it down, Jackson.
That's
this
delicious
is lovely.
Wine. This has really got some stuff to it. And this will age. This will go. Great structure.
Oh, yeah, man.
And, you know, it's interesting. Most people 10 years ago would have told you you're crazy to put Syrah on the ground in a cooler area, but you did it.
We did it, and we're very happy we did.
And is this the only Syrah you make, or is this just one of many?
We make a Los Carneros Syrah as well, from on the other side of the hill.
Right.
And it is on a hillside, very steep hillside, very rocky, and I actually don't have it in my bag. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine. We'll check it out next time.
There you go.
And we need to get you back, Fred, before the big event going on in July at Klein Cellars in Jacuzzi.
Great.
I love that idea, and it's going to be a weekend jazz concert series. And Dan Berger, what are we doing next week? I forget.
Steve McCrosty is coming in.
Oh, I love McCrosty.
He's a nice man, and he's been around a long time, and he makes good wine.
They do. In fact, somebody from the Vintners on our Vintners Vibe show yesterday brought me a McCrosty Chard that I had with my chicken
good
dinner
man.
Last night.
Well, I didn't know you liked Chardonnay. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
And Dan, lay it down, Berger, Steve, Mr. Chardonnay Jackson, and Fred Klein from Klein Cellars Jacuzzi. Go to KleinCellars.com. Check out all their stuff. They're always doing some fascinating, unique things, and they've been around since 1982.
Well, let's not forget about that olive oil.
And the olive oil, yes.
True.
When you come back in to talk about the event in July,
I'll bring you some olive oil.
All right, thank you. All right, guys, thanks so much. Dan, we'll see you next week.
Next week.
All right.